Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, 70 degrees at our studios. Winds are out of the north, less than 5 miles per hour. We're joined now at Clarinda Regional Health Center. With me this morning, we have Dr. Daniel Lister with me this morning. Dr. Lister, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hold that mic a little closer.
Okay,
good morning. Yes, good morning, Dr. Lister. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you, and appreciate being on your show.
Well, thank you for coming up. It's a pleasure to get to meet you, and hopefully we get to... Well, we're going to learn some things this morning, Dr. Lister, so... looking forward to it.
I think we all will.
Yeah, I think so as well. We have with us Mandy Woods, ARNP. Mandy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, nice
man,
to meet
I
you
think
well.
We have spoken in the past. I would
we
just,
may have.
I don't know. I just feel like we have, so. All right. And Rachel French with us as well. Rachel, you're an RN. You're the nurse navigator. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good Rachel, morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Great.
I'm great. Summer... It's warm. Are you summer people,
yes.
Winter people, spring? What, do you like the summer?
Summer.
Summer all the way, huh?
Well, coming from Minnesota, we appreciate summer.
It's
so brief.
I see. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Lister, tell me a little bit about yourself. Background, you mentioned you're from Minnesota. How did you get into the medical profession? Tell me a little bit about
that. Well, sure. I mean, I grew up in California. I met my wife when we were in the Army together in San Francisco. She's from Wisconsin, and when I got out of the service, she said, you know, and I thought, well, maybe we would compromise something in between California and Wisconsin. She said, sure. So why don't we think about Minnesota? I said, well, you
sure?
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Sure.
That's the response she was here waiting for, and so we ended up in Minnesota. Been there now almost 40 years. So it is possible for someone from the West Coast to actually adapt to life in the Great North.
Uh-huh, I
and
see.
It's been great. So I just recently retired from orthopedics, but, you know, you just can't quit cold turkey.
Right.
She said, I can't be home just yet full time.
Uh-huh.
And so this has been a great opportunity coming down here and helping the hospital at Clarinda.
Mm-hmm. So why did you choose medicine?
Well,
and orthopedics in particular.
That's a good question. I mean, I went to the University of California, graduated with a degree in biochemistry, and back in those days, you either went to medical school or you did research. And
okay.
I was fortunate enough to go to medical school. I'd been in sports growing up through high school, and certainly had dealt with some sports-related injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Had experience with them. And I thought, well, gee, you know, orthopedics would be perfect for me because, you know, it's, I mean,
yeah.
my specialty is orthopedics and my subspecialty is sports medicine. So it was a great fit.
So I'm going to ask you about how it's changed. You say you're retired, so you've been in it for a few years. I want to know how it's changed over the years. We'll get to that in just a minute. So.
Absolutely.
Mandy Woods, ARNP. Why medicine, Mandy?
I kind of just went into medicine at a young age. I worked my way up from just a CNA all the way up to nurse practitioner. So I've always loved helping people. And
there you go.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're not taking care of people? What are your hobbies? What's fun?
Running my kids around.
Okay. They're busy. That'll keep you
busy
for sure. Tell me about your kids.
So I've got 5 kids.
Yeah.
The oldest has graduated, so she's kind of off on her own, but... The other ones are pretty busy in sports. They're really big into softball, so we just kind of live at the field.
You're busy, especially this time of year.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Well, absolutely. I understand. Rachel French, an RN.
Yes.
So why did you choose what pushed you in that direction, Rachel?
Kind of the same thing Mandy said. I do enjoy helping people. I enjoy working to help find solutions or try to work to find a solution for people. So same thing, Mandy. I started as a CNA and worked my way up nursing and then kind of landed in the specialty clinic in Clarinda, and I've found my niche there. I think I like the surgical side of things and working the patients in for that.
You know, I talk to a lot of people, and I always say that there are two professions. One's a school teacher, someone that teaches. Another one's nurses and people that are in healthcare. There's a special person that can do that because – you're dealing with children, which can take it has its own challenges, right? And you have to have a heart for that. But you're also dealing, when you're in healthcare, you're dealing with people when they're not having a very good day many times, and they're not feeling well for whatever reason. I think it takes a real special person to do what you do. Absolutely. So very cool. Orthopedic services, Dr. Lister. Do you have an area specialty? Do you specialize in one particular procedure, or is it kind of broad?
Yeah, well, I'm certified, board certified in orthopedics, but I'm also certified as a subspecialist in sports medicine. So, not only do I take care of patients who have general orthopedic conditions, but, you know, sports-related injuries, being a community-based orthopedist, you see patients with, you know, who have broken bones, mm-hmm. fractures, and we manage those. And, of course, patients with arthritis, and so everything from knee to hip replacements and shoulder surgery and knee surgery. So
it's pretty broad. That's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
To my point earlier, how's it changed over the years from when you first became into the practice to now?
The field has exploded.
Yeah.
When I started practice, the textbook for orthopedic surgery, there were 3 volumes, and now there's over 6.
So oh, wow.
It's doubled
yeah.
in size. And it was a time when you could just do general orthopedics, but now the field is so broad, you have to subspecialize, kind of take your corner of the pie, if you will.
Yeah.
The technology has just been incredible. We have robotics, we have orthobiologics. The field is just, it's amazing the progress that's been made.
When you, I don't want to put words in your, but when you first started, if someone would have a knee replaced, they would be in the hospital for a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
And now it's like you hardly even miss a beat, it seems.
Well, I mean, when I started it, again, the patients were in the hospital maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And now we did a couple of hip replacements, and they were in the hospital a day.
Yeah.
And in some places, it's all outpatient work. So
that's amazing.
It has come a long ways.
Is that just improvement in knowledge, technology, procedure, all the above?
All the above.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There have been so much progress made. From everything pain management to, again, like I had mentioned before, using technology, robotics, materials, and just, you know, advances in providing high-quality patient care in a more efficient manner.
Where we live, we have, you know, I know many people that have had knee replacements, hip replacements. This is pretty common in our area, right? I mean, and you know, arthritis is another one as you grow older, not necessarily for older people, but as you grow older, it's pretty common. Those are ones you hear about a lot in our area for sure. So walk me through that process, either Mandy or Rachel. So obviously you're going to start out not necessarily going straight to a knee replacement, right? I mean, will you try other options first, or a hip replacement, or therapy services? What's that like?
Yeah, typically people come in and they're wanting to try conservative treatments, obviously, first.
Conservative treatments, that's the word, yes. Yeah.
Such as like oral medications, physical therapy, things of that manner. But sometimes they come in because they've waited, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to undergo surgery if they don't have to. But if you're having severe arthritis and that's the option to go down, we discuss that as well.
Okay. So you start more conservative.
Yeah.
Trying to take care of it through other methods, because then is it always the last resort for surgery or not? I mean, you try other methods first.
Most of the time, yes, we try other methods as well.
Okay. What are some of the things that you have on site that you can do on site?
We see the patients, evaluate, mm-hmm. we can treat them. We obviously always do radiology, such as x-rays, imaging of that sort.
Right.
MRIs, bone scans. We have a great physical therapy department that works with our patients. Sometimes they're deconditioned and need to be worked up prior to surgery just to help them afterwards as well.
Okay. Okay. So, Rachel, I want you to tell me. So you help people work through this process, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe I have not been to the doctor in a while, which is, I'm sure you see those people, but you have, you know, your knee is sore or your knee hurts or your hip hurts. But I really don't know what I'm doing, right? I don't know the correct process. What you help people work through that process, right?
Yeah. So Dr. Lister, Mandy, and our surgical team, they'll work work them up, get a surgical order, say that's what they want to do, whether mm-hmm. it's a knee replacement, a hip replacement, or even scopes for other things as well. I step in and kind of help if they need any clearances from other providers. I work with, say they see a cardiologist or a pulmonologist, any of those other specialists. I work with them to make sure they're cleared and safe to go forward with that. And then I just help make sure that they are prepared and ready for surgery. That takes a village as well. So, yeah. We are fortunate. I'm biased, obviously. We have a wonderful hospital, but we are, like Mandy said, we have a great physical therapy department. I work closely with that department, the surgery department, our med-surg floor, just because if our patients are going to go down there afterwards, we want to make sure that we're kind of all-encompassed in that. So I help just make sure that the patient is set up and ready, mm-hmm. whether that's making sure that they have a walker or crutches and the proper training for that, the education piece and how to get a hold of us if they need us or when they need to come back and see us and what's, you know, alarming and what's not, and kind of work through that with the patient and act as a liaison of sorts for them.
What's
so.
Alarming and what's not? I like that. So is this normal? Am I a normal recovery yeah. process here?
Correct.
Or do I need to be more concerned about
Correct.
This?
Correct. I mean, obviously, pain is one of those things that we talk a lot about. Surgery is surgery, and as much as we want to make it a pain-free experience, that's something that we really do hit on, is that, you know, it's a surgery, and it can be very painful, but yep. what can we do to make sure that we're prepared, or what do we need to do to help that and work through that with the patient? So.
Do I come see you initially from my primary care provider? Do I get referred, or do I just call and make an appointment?
You don't have to have a referral. Of course, referrals are very beneficial in the fact that they may already have imaging done. You know, that gives us a jump start. So that way, I don't want to say wasting
right.
a visit, but that kind of gets everybody a jump start. But absolutely, if you have knee pain or something that's painful in an orthopedic standpoint, we get you in and we kind of work through that and do whatever needs to be done from there.
That gets me through my surgery, right? But then what do I do after? Because there's always some sort of post-operation therapy, right, to help strengthen and regain strength and use of those. So do you help with that as well?
So I set up their physical therapy. Again, I work with our physical therapy department and make sure that their appointments are set up, that mm-hmm. orders are placed, that we have correct protocols. Again, most of our therapy department is wonderful. All of them are wonderful and very efficient. And so they worked with making sure that we're following correct protocols. But I do help make sure that they are set up. And if a patient wants to go outside to another facility, I 100% support that. If it's easier for them to go to somewhere closer to their home, we just make sure that that department has everything they need from
okay.
us.
Okay.
So
do I see I have a sore knee,
yep.
right? We're a hypothetical situation.
Yep.
My knee is hurting. It's been hurting for a while.
Yeah.
I call and I say, okay, we need to have this taken care yep. of. Will I see Mandy first, or will I see Dr. Lister? How does that work?
Typically, I mean, as far as the schedule goes, Dr. Lister's with us one full week, once a month.
Okay.
So if it's a time that he is here and we can get him on that schedule, we will do that. Otherwise, Mandy is there with us every day. Pretty much every
Always
day,
there.
Except when she's
yeah.
chasing her kids.
At the softball field.
Yeah. But she's with us. So they work together and work up the patient. So if a patient needs to be seen, we get them on Mandy's schedule. Mandy works closely with Dr. Lister. They can kind of work up the patient how they need to and get
sure.
prepared. And then we go from there as far as that. So, yes, all of our ortho team is very capable and happy to see patients.
We are visiting this morning with Clarinda Regional Health Center, Dr. Daniel Lister. Mandy Woods, ARMP, and Rachel French, who is an RN and is the nurse navigator at Clarinda Regional Health Center. So when I was growing up, here we go with the stories, right? It was always just suck it up, right? Deal with it. You have a little pain. Okay, go ahead. Move on. That's really not the case. We shouldn't be doing that, right? I mean, you alluded to earlier, maybe we waited too long. But if you have pain, you should have it looked at, and because your body is trying to tell you that something needs to be taken care of or solved, right? We don't want to put off that knee or that ankle or shoulder or whatever the case may be.
Correct.
Absolutely. I mean, I always tell my patients something simple early.
Yes.
So the earlier you take care of the problem, the better outcome. So we encourage patients if they've got an issue with a joint or an extremity, leg, arm, get that address as soon as you can. Yeah. Don't let that go, because it can get to a point where now you're talking more extensive treatment in order to take care of that problem. So I'm a big advocate as a sports medicine specialist, preventative measures. Right. So if we can get involved early and prevent the condition from getting worse, that's always going to have a better outcome.
What do you see most commonly? Is it at the on the sports injury side? I would think an ankle or a knee would be a pretty common thing that you're dealing with, right? From high school level, sliding into second base, you're going to hurt it. I mean, are these common things you see then? Ankles,
knees? I would
say
probably depends on that time of year and what sport it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say. So I'd say more ankles during basketball season.
Yes.
More knees probably during football.
Yeah. Okay.
Softball, kind of just.
It can be whatever, right?
Yeah. Elbows.
It can be whatever.
Elbows, yeah. Shoulders. So.
Okay.
Yes, I was at a Mandy's daughter's softball game, and I can't believe how intense the competition has gotten these days.
That's for sure.
You definitely need a good sports medicine program to support these athletes.
100% agree. Absolutely. What about for, and obviously it can be anyone of any age, but as we get older, we start to think knees and hips and that sort of thing. Is there one that's more common than other in our area that you would say?
I would say knees are more common in our area, and it's maybe just because the hips aren't. People maybe just live with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious. It's just a random question
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, so if you are having hip pain, definitely come in.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times, I don't know, maybe I'm overspeaking, but medicine's behind the times when it comes to, like, bone density scans and things like that. So working with your primary care doctor or even orthopedics on that part just for arthritis or osteoporosis and things like that, trying to get that addressed earlier rather than later.
That's what Dr. Lester said, right?
Absolutely.
To take care of it early. So is there, okay, Dr. Lester, is there one procedure, and answer it or not, and I apologize, I'm being random here. Is there one procedure that's more challenging than others, a hip or a knee, or is it just they all have their own challenges?
Well, I'd say they all have their own challenges, but when it comes to complexity, we take for granted, I guess, knees.
Mm-hmm.
The knee is
that
a
because
very
it's so
complex joint.
Yeah.
Yes, because it has so many different constraints, if you will. And when it comes to, you know, doing like a joint replacement, the hip, it's a ball and socket joint. It's very simple. You replace the socket and you replace the ball, and you know, if you get stability, patients do very well.
Yeah.
But a knee, on the other hand, is bit more complex, and so there is where, you know, the technology has really helped us in being more specific about alignment and also you know, making sure that they get their full range of motion and function back.
And that comes with therapy after as well, right? To make sure that they regain all of those that motion.
Well, that's a very good point, and I tell my patients the surgery is going to be the easy part. The success is in the rehab.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in getting them started early on, getting their function going and getting their motion back.
Well, I got to tell you, I watched a video on a hip replacement, and I have to tell you, my hat's off to people that do that. And it just seems daunting to me, but wow, it's pretty impressive. That's for sure. If you're going to brag about a little bit about Clarinda Regional Health Center, services that you offer, your staff, if you're saying this is what we do really well, this is why we're good, how would you do that? Dr. Lister or Mandy or Rachel, how would you do that? What would you say about Clarinda Regional Health Center?
I would start with probably being patient-centered care. I mean, ultimately, the patient has to help guide their care because they're the one that's going to be successful and driven.
Yeah.
We have to educate them and help assist them. Rachel does a fantastic job of getting them where they need to go, making sure they're tuned up, ready for surgery, getting all of the adaptive equipment, such as like a stool riser or a walker, or those things prior to surgery. We want to make sure that they know everything beforehand, because afterwards their focus is on rehab. So I would say patient-centered care.
Yeah.
I can't brag enough about all of our departments in the hospital. I do think it takes a whole team I think we have some of the very best orthopedic providers. And so I just can't brag enough about our surgery department, our primary care, our med-surg floor, physical therapy, everyone that is involved. Even you think about when they walk in that door, admitting everyone that I work with, I need to make this patient's journey successful. Yeah. And so I can't thank the whole team enough, just because we work, I feel like, very well together to make the patient's goals very successful. And again, I've got to brag on the orthopedic providers that I work with and all of our surgery providers that come out of our specialty clinic. They are just wonderful group to work with.
You bet. So. Absolutely. Very cool.
And I can't emphasize that enough as well. It's teamwork. It's a team approach.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I've really been impressed about the Clarinda Health System here. Everyone works together for the benefit of providing the highest quality care you can. I've only been here a couple of months, but that's the thing that's really impressed me and has led to our success. I mean, to be able to just come into a facility and start doing complex surgeries mm-hmm. like a hip replacement and be successful at it, you need a team. You need yeah. a team of people who are well experienced.
As a person, and again, just from the standpoint of the public, someone that you may never need your services, right? Great. So you don't have to, but if you do, you're not familiar with the process. I think it's nice to know that the team is working together, that you guys are talking to each other, and you tell me where to go next in my next step so that I don't have to worry about that. I think that's a pretty comforting thing for your patients that utilize your services, for sure. So, very cool. What do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on? Mandy or Rachel or Dr. Lister, have we covered what we need to? How can people reach out to you?
A couple different ways, obviously. Our phone number, you can call the hospital's main number. You know, you can speak to our schedulers. If you want to reach our department directly, our number is 712-542-8232. That gets you right to our unit coordinator.
I rattle that off.
That's a pretty common number. That is to our unit coordinator or our captain of our specialty clinic. Wanda's great. She can help get you to where you need to go, to the provider you need to see. And then obviously our website does have a portion where mm-hmm. it actually has my information. You can put in an online request. It comes to me and Wanda and a few other people. We kind of review that, get you in with the best appropriate provider. And then we get you called and get you scheduled. And then, like I said, if you call those numbers and you have questions, where I'm happy to answer any of those things, kind of guide you to where you need to go mm-hmm. And go from there. And as always, you can start with primary care and they can help direct you as well. So
ClarindaHealth.com mm-hmm. is your website. Very cool. So check it out. There's a lot of great information on your website
there
too,
is
by the
a
way.
A lot of, yeah. just of the whole hospital. There's yeah. lots of good information. Absolutely. We have a good team that puts that together as well. So
you have a lot of services at Clarinda Health.
We do, yeah.
What you offer. Okay. So when you're not at work, Rachel, what do you do? What's fun? What are your hobbies?
We like to go, we ride horses and then we ride side by side, like a okay. UTV.
Sure.
And we like to do that as a family, both of those things. So we like to go out and see all the sights. Mm-hmm. So try to do that.
Dr. Lister, what are hobbies on your side of things?
Well, I've got 4 adult kids. I still consider them my kids. Uh-huh. And 5 grandchildren now. And so that keeps us busy when I'm not still working. Yes.
What's the rest of your day hold today? You have an appointment coming up here that I'm making you late for? Hopefully not.
Well, we do have clinic this morning.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. How about the weekend? It's Friday. Big plans for the weekend?
I'll be at softball.
There you go. yeah. All right.
You got it.
And they've had some success.
Yeah. That's great.
Absolutely. So what is nice to visit with you all. It is a real pleasure to get to visit with you. Thank you for your service. Again, we are visiting with Clarinda Regional Health Center, Dr. Daniel Lister with us this morning. Mandy Woods, ARMP, and Rachel French, who is an RN and the nurse navigator. Anything else we need to touch on?
Well, thank you for having us.
Appreciate you taking the time to have us.
It is truly my pleasure. Thanks for coming up and visiting with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy
your weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. And we'll look to get to visit with you again real soon, hopefully. So make it a great day. Thank you much.
It's time to find out what's happening around the state of Iowa with radio.